This is the narrative for the net change theorem. Okay, the net change theorem, which is really just a variation of the evaluation theorem, tells us how to find the net change in some quantity if we know the instantaneous rate of change of that quantity as a function of time. Okay, and the theorem says, take that instantaneous rate of change, or the function that represents it, integrate that over the time interval we're interested in, and the result will give you the net change in the quantity of interest. Okay, the best way is to do an example. And here's a fairly common problem from physics. Okay, we release an object from some height, and the usual assumption is that the object will fall with a constant acceleration of 32 feet per second squared, or the velocity increases 32 feet per second each second. Okay, so the question is, how far does this object fall in the first 3 seconds? Now to solve this, we need to find the net change in position from t equals 0 to t equals 3. Okay, the problem is we don't know the velocity yet as a function of time. If we did, we could apply the net change theorem and integrate it from 0 to 3, and that would give us our answer. So first, we need to find what's the velocity as a function of time. Well, the net change theorem is useful for this because we know the instantaneous rate of change of velocity is acceleration, which we know is a constant function, 32. So after t seconds, the theorem tells us that the net change in velocity will be the integral from 0 to t of 32 dx. Okay? X is just a dummy variable in this case. Right. And the answer is 32t, and that's our velocity function. Now that we know that, we know that the velocity is the first derivative or instantaneous rate of change of position. So we can apply the net change theorem a second time, and this time it says, all right, find the net change of position from 0 to 3 by integrating the velocity function, 32t, from 0 to 3. Of course, then the result is 16t squared, and the change in that from 0 to 3 is 144. Okay, so the object falls 144 feet in 3 seconds. Another type of problem that's pretty common is these sort of fluid and tank emptying sort of problems where you have a tank that has a certain volume of water, and you open a valve and water flows out through the bottom of the tank. And what you're interested in is, after a certain amount of time, how much water is left in the tank. Now, the reason we need calculus in these problems is that generally when the tank is full, the pressure is higher at the bottom, so the water flows out faster, and the rate of flow slows as the water level drops. Okay, so it's not a constant rate of flow out of the tank. In this case, we're not going to deal with a specific function, but let's say that we know that the instantaneous rate of change of volume is some function z prime of t. Okay, so the net change in volume over 5 hours is the integral from 0 to 5 z prime of t, which ends up being z of 5 minus z of 0. Okay, and without a little more information on the form of z, this is the best answer we can give. But notice that we said that z of t is the volume of water in the tank, and z of 5 minus z of 0 is the change in volume over the first 5 hours.